This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, February 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Rowland says China meets soybean commitment. Vaden on crop reports and bridge payments, and that still shrinking cattle herd. Where does U.S.-Brazilian competition go next? Brazil has benefited from Trump's trade war, cementing its presence in the Chinese soybean market and exporting an estimated record of 108 million metric tons to trading partners around the world in 2025. Brazil also extended its soybean export season into the fall, sales trickling in through November and December, and production set to grow this year. Meanwhile, Brazil's corn exports are projected to recover in 2026 from the 24-25 cycle, even as domestic demand for corn continues to grow, putting pressure on U.S. exporters. After a year of intense competition in global markets, AgriPulse is diving into the future of U.S. and Brazilian competition. Trade editor Oliver Ward is in Brazil this week for a reporting trip in the Mato Grosso growing region that will see him visit farms, biorefinery, and key infrastructure sites. Rollins, China has met 12 million metric ton soybean commitment. Speaking of soybeans, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says China's bought more than 12 million metric tons of U.S. soy since late October, that to fulfill an initial purchase commitment under a recent deal. China has finally fulfilled their commitment, snapping up 12 billion metric tons of our top-notch American soybeans, Rollins wrote in a post to X on Saturday. As a part of a handshake agreement in South Korea at the end of October, Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to buy 12 million tons in 2025 and 25 million in 2026 and 27, the White House says. No text of the deal has been made public, however. This year, they're pledging another 25 million metric tons, Rowland continued. USDA export reporting data, which lags real time, shows almost 10 million tons as confirmed purchases to China, with another 3 million tons in sales to unknown destinations. But analysts tell AgriPulse a significant share likely going to China. Take note, from January to October 2025, China bought just under 6 million tons of soybeans. Even with 12 million additional tons bought since trade relations cooled, purchases since January 25 lag behind recent years when China's bought more than 26 million tons annually. Vaden, USDA plans transparency for crop reports and streamlines farm aid. USDA implementing major changes to improve transparency in crop market reporting and to expedite assistance payments to farmers. That's according to Agriculture Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden. He's our guest this week on AgriPulse Open Mic. Following criticism over recent crop estimates, USDA announced plans for annual public reports analyzing the accuracy of their predictions. Vaden says the department will also host panel discussions at agriculture forums where statisticians will explain their methodology and answer questions from market experts. Vaden says, quote, USDA, at the end of the crop year, is going to issue a public report. He adds that the department will identify where estimates miss the mark and explain the reasons why, including potential systemic errors that need addressing. As for farm aid, the agency is also streamlining its Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. Vaden says farmers will receive pre-filled forms requiring only verification and signature at county offices. All producers will need to do is visit their county office, confirm the information is correct, and affix their signature on the bottom line, Vaden says, adding that direct deposits will follow within days. Vaden says the payments are expected to begin flowing by the end of February, with additional funding for sugar and specialty crops to follow. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. EPA plans to approve dicamba, according to a report. EPA plans to re-register the controversial herbicide dicamba, according to a report in the Washington Post that cites a draft statement seen by the newspaper. The EPA document calls the pending decision, quote, the most protective dicamba registration in agency history, according to the report. The herbicide sold as Xtendimax by Bayer and Ingenia by BASF and Tavia by Syngenta was not used last year because of a 2024 court decision vacating the registrations. EPA has been considering thousands of comments on proposed new labels that include restrictions to reduce off-farm damage from spray drift and volatilization. EPA did not respond to a request for comment on the report. USDA moves screwworm fight into Texas. USDA has shifted the dispersal of sterile screwworm flies northward to include a portion of South Texas. In an announcement late Friday, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says the new dispersal area will extend 50 miles into Texas. Dudley Hoskins, USDA Undersecretary of Marketing and Regulatory Programs, says the northernmost active case of New World screwworm is still about 200 miles from the border, but the infestation continues to spread in Mexico. Cattle inventory continues to drop. USDA beef herd continuing its decline. That according to USDA, latest cattle inventory report shows there were 27.6 million head of cows and calves in the U.S. on January 1, around 0.5% less than last year. The survey found a total of 27.6 million beef cows as of January 1. It's a 2% drop from last year. USDA estimates the calf crop at 32.9 million. That's a 2% decrease from a year ago. Guatemala and the U.S. unveil a trade pact. Guatemala and the U.S. have signed a trade pact to reduce trade barriers, with Guatemala agreeing to similar ag provisions as other smaller economies. Guatemala, which imported $1.8 billion in U.S. ag products in 2024, will protect the widespread use of certain meat and cheese names targeted by geographic indicators and recognize U.S. regulatory oversight and certificates. The deal also includes language that commits Guatemala to purchase science and risk-based sanitary and phytosanitary measures, as other trading partners have indicated. A deal inked with El Salvador last week contained similar provisions. Canadian court upholds plastic ban, but U.S. produce sector remains optimistic. A Canadian appeals court is allowing Canada to proceed with a ban on single-use plastics, and that could have repercussions for U.S. ag exports that use plastic packaging. Canada's ruling Liberal Party wants to reach zero plastic waste by 2030, but an effort to ban single-use plastic items has been tied up in the courts after a federal judge ruled the government had overreached. But three appeals court justices sided with the government last week and agreed that plastic is toxic to humans and restricted its use within the federal government's powers. Why does it matter? Well, U.S. produce exporters have been watching the case and Canada's broader push to cut down on plastic waste with interest. Fresh berries and pre-made salads really wouldn't exist without the type of packaging that they have, Tracy Chow, Federal Government Affairs Director at Western Growers, tells AgriPulse, Canada is, quote, a key market for us, and we want to have discussions with and continue on this. While Canadian policymakers started from a very aggressive stance on plastic, Chow says the produce industry has engaged officials well enough to get them to try to look at it in a less aggressive way. Here's today's final word. The global retaliation against American products that so many pundits predicted last April never materialized. Just the opposite. Since Liberation Day, I have made historic trade deals with China, the UK, the European Union, Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, Indonesia, the Philippines, Malaysia, and others, covering a majority of all U.S. trade. Other countries are opening their markets to tens of billions of dollars in American agriculture exports. That President Donald Trump, in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal entitled, My Tariffs Have Brought America Back, published on Saturday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, February 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Nally.